Good morning. How are you? Happy Mother's Day to you mothers out there. And we also remember our Holy Mother of God this day on Mother's Day, that she's all of our mothers, and that we got to remember her and make sure we wish her happy Mother's Day. I called my mother this morning, wish her happy Mother's Day. She wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but my watch rang right at the beginning of Mass, and it was my mother, just to remind me, happy Mother's Day. So again, we wouldn't be anywhere without our mothers, so thank you for saying yes to God, and thank you saying yes to life, that you could have said no to life, as so many, many people have, and you decided to say yes and give us life, so thank you. Now today, when we focus on the second reading, I love the second reading, and just the last couple sentences of it, it says, the bride and the spirit and the bride say, come. Let the hearer say, come. Let the one who thirsts come forward. And the one who wants to receive the gift of life-giving water. The one who gives this testimony says, see, I am coming soon. Come, Lord Jesus. Now again, the old translation, which I loved much better than this translation, as I have said a thousand times, the word used to be Maranatha. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. But this got to be our yearning in our hearts and our lives, that we come to church because we yearn for Jesus. We don't come to church so we can go to heaven only one day and get our card stamped. It's got to be this relationship of being intimate with Jesus Christ. And so God starts, he says, come if you want life-giving water, come if you're thirsty. And then we respond, well, come, Lord Jesus, come. We want you, we want the intimacy with you, Lord Jesus. And so we got to constantly think, this is what will bring us unity. When we focus on Jesus calling us to come into relationship with him, and when we decide that we focus on Jesus and not everything else. Because today in the gospel, Jesus' prayer is that we be one. And I'm thinking, it ain't ever going to happen. Because even in the Catholic Church, people fight amongst themselves. Even maybe in this church, I don't, anyway, and it's no way near the way it used to be. Trust me, we used to have battles in the church. But most of those people have went on to other places or done different things. But until we can sit there, we who are a community can become one, then it ain't going to happen with all the churches. You know, even like nowadays, when people are going crazy again after Pope Francis, and you know, they're on TV and everything else and saying, oh, the Holy Father did. And I guess says, really? Really? Is that what we do? We can't even agree amongst ourselves. Why? Because we focus on ourselves. We focus on our theology. We focus on my opinion instead of focusing on Jesus. And so in all of our lives, we've got to be thinking, who or what do I focus on? Do I focus on me and my opinion and my theology? Because I could care less, to tell you the truth. Or do I focus on Jesus Christ? Do I have this yearning for Jesus? You know, with the time that I've spent with my Protestant brothers, with our group that meet once a month, I haven't had a chance to meet with them in the last year or so because of me being on the road. But I used to love it. For 14 years, come together, and we would focus on Jesus. Just focus on Jesus. I'm the only Catholic there, huh? And we would focus on Jesus. And we could pray with each other. We could love each other. We would never argue with each other because we'd focus on Jesus. And so somewhere in our hearts, we got to think about, who do I focus on in my life? Am I focused on Jesus? Do I yearn for Jesus? Is the cry in my heart, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus? Do I desire him more than I desire my next breath? Because that's what it got to be. And if you're not there, acknowledge it and say, Jesus, I want to be there. I want you to be the person I yearn for more than my next breath. I want to be able to cry out in my life every day, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, and mean it. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.